Tell me a little bit about these fake Adobe Acrobat downloads that are infecting computers.
There is an Adobe Acrobat that you can pay for out there. It's Adobe Acrobat Pro, and people know it's actually quite expensive. So what people have searched the web for pirated things like movies, music and software for years, but believe it or not, it's making a tiny bit of a comeback. So sites are claiming to offer free versions of these programs, but what they do is they actually host malware. So they've had a bit of a boost in Google search results with a delightful name. If you're ever paying to go up in the rankings on Google, I don't believe in these scammers at all. The site that's pushing up is actually labelled SEO Poisoning. So you know what, we might want to stay clear of that, but there's a new malware campaign that targets people looking to download Adobe Acrobat Pro and the thing called 7Data Recovery Suite, both two quite expensive programs. So you can get them supposedly for free through these illegal file hosting websites. Now what happens is that criminals have embedded info stealers into this software. This has gone on for years. This malware can steal passwords stored on your device and payment information, take screenshots. So you know what the lesson is, Lee? Don't go to pirated sites because you don't want to pay for software, because you put everything at risk.
That is a good lesson to be learned. Don't go to those pirate sites and you'll be fine. What about phone distraction makes parents more likely to shout at their kids?
I know this probably applies to nobody who's listening this morning, but have you noticed, Lee, that when you go out now, so many parents are spending a lot of time on their smartphones and not paying attention to the kids?
I have noticed that, yes.
Yeah, so is researchers as well. So what happens is those you know, mothers and fathers seem to spend a lot of time on it, and now there's a study that reveals they're probably bad parents. So those dealing with stressful household often use social media to relax. I understand that. But this actually tended them to nag or yell more. I actually saw an incident of this just the other week at a cafe. But this survey questioned 549 adults who had at least two children between 5 and 19 on the use of digital media, mental health and parenting practices. The study actually revealed that negative habits included nagging or yelling increase when technology interrupts family interaction. There's a bit of a vicious cycle there when parents with high stress were more likely to turn to their devices to relax. But not all parents' social media use was negative, with researchers finding that lower anxiety and depression by maintaining friendships, which is, I think, one of the big pluses of social media. Mm. And, you know, it also resulted in positive parenting techniques, such as listening to their children's ideas and speaking the good that children do. But you know what? You might want to put your phone down sometimes and listen to your kids, because sometimes it is a distraction. Interact with your kids. Put your phone down.
There you go. Don't be distracted. That is our tip for this morning. There's an auction that was held, and I believe an original iPhone that was in its seal box sold for heaps. How much did that go for?
$35,000, Lee.
Wow.
So, I mean, we all know the original iPhone was a hit, as we know. We've got a new one. We'll be out September the 8th. Apple did change history by changing the landscape of mobile communications. But it was an auction. First generation iPhone, 8 gig of storage in the thing, factory sealed condition, so it's never been opened at all, actually sold for $35,414. But amazing, to me, just an amazing price. And, you know, we've got to remember that, you know, this came out in 2007 now, and it used to sell for $599.
So about 15 years ago, everything old is new again, as they say, Richard. And if we would, well, hindsight's a wonderful thing. If we'd known what we know now, back then, we would have whacked a couple away, wouldn't we?
Exactly right.